shall we talk about how to spice up your long distance relationship? Alright, today's episode, I'm going to be going straight to the point. I am not going to be giving any dry jokes. I'm just going to go straight to the business that I'm here to talk about. No roaming around the bush. I'm just going to go straight to the point. Oh my god, what was that? I am sorry, I apologize for that. My name is Azizat. This is Love Matters on African Pride Radio, your number one online radio, where you can have access to amazing, educative, entertaining, interesting programs all for free. All you have to do is to log on to www.africanpridemagazine.com/radio, and voila, you're going to have access to all other programs that we have. This one right here is Love Matters with Azizat, and I'm about to give you 5 amazing tips that would help you spice up your long distance relationship. Without further ado, shall we go straight into it? Yes, we shall. Number one is, I advise you and your partner to take a love language test, just so you can effectively love them in the best way that they understand. Now, I'm just going to quickly take you through the 5 love languages that we have. Number one is the physical touch. Now, physical touch is when your partner feel loved the most, when you touch them, when you cuddle them, and all those other things that comes to your mind when it comes to touching. Number two is gift giving. Now, this love language is when your partner feels loved the most when you gift them gifts. This, I want you to understand, it has nothing to do with them being selfish or being a gold digger. Some people just feel loved the most when you buy them something, you know, thoughtful. And then we have the quality time. Now, this is when your partner feel loved the most, when you spend time with them, when they just, you know, they can look through your eyes and they can tell you everything that is going through their mind. And number four, which is my love language, is words of affirmation. Now, this is when you are with someone who loves it, when you're constantly reassuring them, telling them, I love you, you can do this, babe, you're meant for this, you're made for this, and all those sweet words. And then the last one is act of service. Now, this is when you're with someone who loves it when you help them around the house, when you help them with something they're working on. So yes, so our advice that you know your partner's love language, and also you know yours as well. You can always, you know, there are a lot of online platforms where you can just quickly test what is my love language. It's going to take you through a survey where you can know what your love language is. And I would also advise that you tell your partner to do the same as well, in case you don't know what you guys' love languages are, so that you guys can effectively bask in the euphoria of love that you guys can show each other. So on number two is, send JPEGs, ladies and gentlemen. Send pictures. Exchange pictures, send goofy ones, send sexy ones, send serious ones. Just tell them, oh, this is what I look like right now, baby. Don't you want to have some of that? I'm so God, what is wrong with me? But yes, when you send pictures, you just like send that signal to whomever you're in a relationship with, like, oh my God, I want to be right. But what's the song again? I want to be right by your side until the night is over. I'm sorry about that. So number three is, listen to each other's voice daily, which synonymously means that you guys should communicate daily. Now, I understand that a lot of people will be of the opinion that you do not have to communicate with whomever you're with every day. If you guys, it all depends on the understanding that you guys have. Just make sure that you guys are all on the same ground, you're on the same page. If you guys feel that you have to go 24 hours, 48 hours in a week without talking to each other, just make sure that you're doing whatever it is that works in your relationship or your marriage. But the essence of effective communication is that you guys are abreast of what is going on in each other's life. You're aware of the big step they're taking, what they're doing, such that you're not left out in any information about their lives. Now, number four, before I go into number four and number five, I just want to quickly add that African Pride do have a modeling agency. So in case you want to pursue a career in modeling, or you have what it takes to be a model, quickly log on to www.africanpridemagazine.com www.africanpride.org/modeling. And then again, African Pride do have a dating site. You never can tell where you're going to meet the love of your life, and especially if you feel like long distance is going to be a barrier to having an effective relationship. Trust me, why am I here? Why is Love Matters here on African Pride Radio? I am here to give you tips, constantly here to give you tips on how to first start your relationship. So quickly log on to www.styleofup.com or www.africanpridemagazine.com/dating, and you never can tell. Maybe your prince or shining armor is waiting for you. Maybe your princess is waiting for you. You never can tell. So on number four, ladies and gentlemen, is surprise them with a thoughtful gift. Now, the essence of this gift is not to break a bank or buy something extremely expensive, but the essence, the intention, is to buy them something that whenever they see, they're constantly reminded of you. It could be something as little as a key holder, a phone case, it could be a journal, something that whenever they see, they're constantly reminded of you. And number five, which is the last tip, is plan a virtual date. Now, I have seen this one quite a number of times on social media, where you see two amazing people dressed up in a date, FaceTiming as though they are actually together. Now, imagine that information that is sending to your partner that regardless of the distance, regardless of wherever it is, we are going to make this work. I am going to make this work. Look at the effort. So yours does not have to be a fancy date. It could be a gym date, a movie date. Just make sure that you guys are carrying out the same activity at the same time, just to grow that intimacy, you know. So yes, and I just want to quickly have this Jara bonus, I mean this bonus tip, which is spend time with your loved ones. If you have their loved ones around you but they are not around, if the person you're in a relationship with is not around but you have their loved ones around, you can spend time with them. It is sending, oh, just family, or it's family kind of vibe, you know. So that's all I'm going to be having. That's all the five amazing tips that I've collated for you guys. I hope that you would work on one or two or more of them. You could try them out and tell me about it as well. I'd really love to know. Thank you. I want to say thank you to the crew members, to the executive producer of this program, Arolo Nurdin Olayola. Thank you to you have always been supporting me right from the very first day. I say thank you. And I also want to remind you that today is a very good day to tell those people that you love, that you love them. So pick up your phone right now and tell those people that I love you. Thank you for always being there for me. Yeah, until next time, I still remain Azizat Anu. I love you so much. Bye bye.